K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, he turned around and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name unto the Gentiles, unto the kings, and to the children of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy soul, all of thy mind, and with all of thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is to become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, who art in heaven. The Father, oh hallelujah, the God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, and the God of my father Jacob, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the grace of God that you gave us in your Son through the faith, that we were crucified with him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ sacrificed for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short of no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those that are in Christ Jesus this morning, let them say amen. Well, good morning, first and foremost, to my brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus. And good morning and to you all. And the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Bible also tells us to let Israel say that if it wasn't for the Lord, oh glory, that was on our side, and then our enemies and our foes would have swallowed us up by now. Oh, bless his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. And as always, we must also give thanks this morning to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for we can do nothing separate from him. And we also give thanks to God this morning for the few of you that are tuned in. For the Bible says many are called, but only a few will be chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. Once again this morning, I'm blessed and grateful and thankful to be gathered together with you again. For 7 long days, 7 long nights that the Lord kept us. As we slept, it was him that sustained us. And when our enemies and our foes came to swallow us up, they stumbled and they fell. And when the wicked said, I'm going to get you, oh, hallelujah, then Jesus Christ inside of us in his resurrected, sinless, powerful nature forced the enemy to flee seven different ways. Run, devil, in the name of Jesus. We see you running. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. The Lord rebuke you, old crazy devil, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is good to be here. Thank you, Lord, amongst the living, once again, get an opportunity to confess him before men. What a privilege this is, to be able to rest in Christ and to allow Christ to work through us. And then at the end of our run, he will credit it to our account as though we did something. What a deal that is. Oh, bless his name this morning. And as usual, if you have your Bibles this morning and it's your choice to kind of follow along, then you can do it. Matthew chapter 4. Once again, the Spirit of the Lord will make an attempt this morning to draw you out of the darkness of religion and ask you to come out of the wilderness of that darkness and come and rest in this great light in Jesus Christ and his marvelous work that he's done for you on the cross. Come enter into this spiritual promised land. Or you can rest in him until you're in the physical promised land. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our God. The Bible tells us in Matthew's gospel, that fourth chapter, the Spirit of the Lord said, then was Jesus led up other spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after a hungered. And when the temple came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And the devil taking him up into a holy city, setting him upon a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, that will fall down and worship me. And then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And then the devil leaving him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Oh, praise his holy name this morning, for the Lord is good. The Bible also lets us know that Jesus, then he came out of the wilderness, the Bible said, with power, oh, hallelujah, and declaring that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, praise the holy name of Jesus Christ this morning. We find in the book of Numbers, the 22nd chapter, here is the children of Israel coming out of Egypt after 430 years of being enslaved. No doubt about it, they were singing joyful songs. No doubt about it, some was weeping. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you for bringing me out of that mess. But the Bible says the king of Moab saw this 6 million Jews coming out of Egypt. He had already heard what the Lord God Almighty had done unto the Moabites and the Amorites. And here the Moabites was frightened and that they had come to do the same to them. So here we discover that what happened, this king summoned his prince, and the prince summoned a lying preacher to come and to curse Israel. The whole purpose of trying to stop Israel from coming through the area was to stop them from getting into the promised land. The only problem with a lying preacher is that he can only do what God let him do. This preacher declares that what God has blessed is blessed. And what is cursed is cursed. Then I can't bless something God has cursed, and neither can I curse anything that he has blessed. Here we find a story of some folk, no doubt, that was frightened of people that they didn't know. This is the story of a miracle today. We find in Genesis, the 25th chapter, you know, it is easy. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It is easy to look down on a person when we have been deceived in thinking we are higher or better than them. It is easy to look at a race of people and say you're not worthy if somebody have lied to us and told us we were worthy. It is easy to look at a race of people and said you're cursed when someone has lied to them and told them that they were blessed. It's easy to look at a race of people and say that you're not chosen, but I'm chosen, even though it may be a lie, the devil telling you that lie. We find in that 25th chapter of, oh, hallelujah, in that 25th chapter of Genesis, we find here Rebecca, Isaac's wife, inquiring to God, what is happening with her pregnancy, why it's so troublesome. Then the Spirit of the Lord revealed unto her that it's two nations inside of your womb, the Jewish nation of being Jacob, the Gentile nation being Esau. Esau is also called Edom. The Bible gives a description of him. He's red and hairy, and he's a hunter. This is Esau. Esau is the father of the Gentile nation, Edomite nation. He's not a Jew. The Jews of the Bible scattered to the four corners of the earth, and you're blessed by the grace of God to be listening to one this morning. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible lets us know that it is the truth that will set you free. We realize that it is easy when you look at someone and say you're better, but the Bible has revealed to us that we're all the same, meaning the white man and the black man, they're brothers. This 25th chapter of Genesis gives us an illustration of when they were born, both having the same father, both having the same mother. Neither one is better than the other, because God made us all different, that we could all be the same in Christ Jesus. The Bible lets us know Jew and Gentile is what the whole world is filled with. You're either Jew or you're either Gentile. You're either one or the other, but you can't be both. Lord, praise his name this morning. We're so grateful and thankful that the Lord highlighted for us again. Here comes Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, oh, what awesome God we serve. Here's Jesus. The Bible says in John, in that previous chapter, that he was baptized. The Spirit of the Lord led him in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Why was the enemy trying to stop Jesus? He was trying to stop Jesus from going to the cross. Just as sure as he tried to stop Jesus from getting there, he have set up these devil's lying preachers to stop you today. You see, that preacher of that day tried to curse them, but he couldn't do it. But the devil have set up the same system today for you to be cursed. But we're not looking at a devil that's coming out of the alley with horns on his head or a devil that jumped out of the bushes. You can find him standing behind the pulpit in a $5,000, $10,000 suit trying to deceive you, curse you, because his father, the devil, has instructed him to do likewise. The Bible lets us know in Galatians chapter 1 that Brother Paul declares that if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel other than this gospel, let him be accursed. This is why the devil have set up these men to stand behind the pulpit to curse you, because God want to bless you and give you this land. We see, how does God consider one blessed that's in Christ, one that believes the gospel of the kingdom? You see, God is no respecter of person. God doesn't love me or you or anyone. God loves his son, Jesus Christ. This is his love, Jesus Christ. And God, if we trust in Christ and get in Christ, then we're blessed because he's blessed. Doesn't have anything to do with us. We're sinners. We're no good. God looks down from heaven. He sees two men, first man Adam, second man Adam. You ain't either one or the other. You're either in Christ and you're alive in Christ Jesus. The Bible lets us know that we're dead, but yet we're alive in Christ. What a wonderful time to be alive in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Oh, this morning. We find this morning that the enemy, no doubt, hadn't stopped working to curse you. The Lord reminded us that for 3.5 years, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, has been coming to you, asking you to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The 3.5 years, the Spirit of the Lord has been coming to you, asking you. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, come after salvation, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall find it. You see, this loving God is also a terrible God. His love is toward his son, and if you're in his son, then his love is toward you. We are so grateful and thankful to have this escape that he provided for us in his son, Christ Jesus. And this is a message, no doubt, that the Lord has revealed to us this morning, and it troubled my heart when he said it. Oh, hallelujah. You see, we have been coming to you for 3.5 years. Well, now he said, leave them alone and take this thing to the Gentiles. In other words, Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. We have received the same treatment. Jesus has informed us that the world will hate you. He lets us know that all men will hate you for my name's sake. This is why it is so troublesome for us to see these so-called religious leaders that have become so friendly with the world. And when the world see them, the world love them. It's just the opposite of what Jesus says is supposed to be happening. You see, we realize the bride of Christ that we're hated by the world, and that world is the religious world. 99.9% in my 28 years, 99.9% of the times I've been attacked by people, or so-called people confessing to be Christians, folk confessing to be saved, blessed and highly favored, they say, chosen, they say. But if God is not telling you that, God didn't say it to you, you're lying to yourself. This is the same thing that happened with the people and the children of Israel. As they was coming through, here was a group saying they were blessed and favored of God. And the children of Israel were not blessed. They were blessed and highly favored, they said. The land was theirs, they said. But it was a lie. Just as though the lie has been roaming for years and years about the true Jews of the Bible. I don't understand why these Gentile preachers are not standing up in these times telling the truth to these people. Esau is not a Jew. Esau is the father of the Gentile nation, Edomite nation. The Jews of the Bible scattered to the four corners of the earth because of sin. The Lord God Almighty revealed to me, no doubt, that when Jesus was about to be crucified, when Pilate the Gentile was willing to let him go, the Jews of the Bible, the black people, they say, crucify him, let it be on us and our children. Well, the Lord gave them a reward for that evil. You had the Babylonians chase them out of the streets of Jerusalem. drop them off in the cotton fields of Mississippi and Louisiana. That's how I got here. Because if my forefathers rejected Jesus Christ's way, his truth, and his life, which gives me access to my Father in heaven. Yahweh, the Lord, our God. You see, we're dealing in some times now where it is crucial. When the Lord turned this message around this morning, I say, Lord, what are you doing? Tell him the truth that most of the preachers don't have the backbone to do. We're not, see, we as the bride of Christ, the Bible said we're not to fear these lying preachers, for they have no power. And he also tells us we're not to fear any man. It doesn't matter where you are, your position. We realize that there are some people in the world that have no sin, they say. Some people in the world say they don't have anything to ask forgiveness for, they say. Some people in the world say that they are in charge, running things, they say. But Jesus say the devil is a liar. You see, now what we'll bear witness to in the world, my friends, is the judgment of God. Why is this falling on this nation? Because God is not a man, he can lie. The Spirit of the Lord lets us know that after 400 years, that nation whom they serve will I judge. Oh, bless his holy name, 2019, right there after coronavirus reared ahead. What is that? It's the judgment of God. The storms, the wind, the plagues, homosexuality, all of that is judgment on this nation because God is judging this nation. We do know for a certainty that God loves everybody. No matter who you are, no matter what you have done, he loves you. And he just wants you to come to him that he may forgive you of your abomination and your sin and that you may rest in him and be free. We hear people all the time saying, we shall overcome, they say, someday. Why not overcome today? We hear people all the time say, we're going to be set free. Well, why not be free today? Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? You see, the truth of the matter is Esau is our brother, and we're his. We are the same. Thank God for Genesis, the 33rd chapter. Esau and Jacob came together again, embraced each other again. No doubt tears was rolling down their eyes. These brothers had been separated for such a long time. But here they came embracing each other, apologizing to each other, saying, I'm sorry for what I've done. From the McGillan family this morning to Esau's family, forgive me. Forgive us if we've done you any evil. Forgive us if we've done you any harm. Forgive us if we've been ignorant toward the relationship we should have with you. We recognize that we are one and the same. We recognize that God made us all different so we could be the same in Christ. Now we recognize that you're not our enemy but our brother. And I come to you this morning bringing you a gift. The gift I bring you this morning is an opportunity to get saved, be free in Christ Jesus. Jesus makes it very clear to us all that all we have to do is trust in him. Come to him with our whole heart, all our mind and all of our strength, all our soul. Trust in what he's done for us to set us free. Believe in what he did on that old rugged cross. Trust in his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus left his church one faith, Ephesians 4:5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We as the bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on his cross. We believe that our old sin nature, what we used to be, what we was, was crucified with Christ on his cross. And that same old clown that we was also buried in that borrowed tomb and by that same faith since we died with him and was buried with him. And therefore his resurrection has become our resurrection to the newness of life. Behold, all things have become new. The Lord has stopped by this morning. making no attempt to curse you, but to bless you. We realize that as he have changed the course of this message from the Jews to the Gentiles, we speak to our Gentile brothers this morning, and we ask you that you, from this day forward, continue to speak unto your people and have them tune in to this radio program. For the Lord is bringing us as a people. You see, we in Christ Jesus, that's neither male or female. That's neither born nor free. That's neither Jew nor Gentile. But we're all just one in Christ. See, this is a new movement that the Lord is bringing forth. He's bringing his people together. He has separated his people from them lying pimps in the pulpit. Why has he had them hid out in caves for this time here? That's why. Because now we're about to start a movement that's about to spread all over the land. For this gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all the earth. And then the end shall come. We love you this morning, but we are equal to you. We love you this morning, but we're just the same as you. We love you this morning. We're no better than you, and neither are you better than us. We brothers, we need to do better. The white man and the black man need to do better. You need to get your minds right. You need to keep in mind that you have children and grandchildren here. You know, if you don't mind going to hell burning up, what about your children and your grandchildren? You don't mind them going to hell burning up? This is why Jesus makes it so clear and plain that this gospel, it's been, the Bible said, if this gospel be hid, it's the God of this world that have blinded their minds. It's the God of this world that have stopping them from coming to the cross. The reason the devil tried to bless Jesus in the wilderness so he wouldn't have to go to the cross. Many folks think they're blessed and highly favored because in the wilderness they come out with a handful of things, money. Really, you don't supposed to come out the wilderness with no things. You're supposed to come out the wilderness with power. When we first started this ministry, we had folks we were with walking the streets together, passing our tracks. Then all of a sudden we saw them in BMWs. Lord, what did we do wrong? Why did we mess up? They didn't do anything. They just bowed down and kissed the devil on the lips in the wilderness for the things of this world for a season. Well, we chose to suffer with the children of Israel for a season. For we know that when, as though we can identify with them in his suffering, we also will be blessed to be participants with them in his glory. Oh, we're so grateful and thankful that the world hates us, but that's all right. We don't hate you. We know the world, whatever they find fault about you, they're going to spread it like wildfire. And that's so you're right there. They're not brothers and sisters in the Lord. Because if we see a fault with our brother and sister, we're not supposed to go and advertise or put it on the internet. We're supposed to go to the people and tell them ourselves, we love you, brother. We care for you. We know you're trying to do something. That's better than most people sitting by complaining, not doing nothing for the kingdom of God. And the things that most of them are doing are not ordained by God. What does that mean? They're trying to work on their own. We thank you this morning. If you don't know that Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity this morning. Dear Jesus, forgive us for we've sinned. We repent. And we run to the cross. For we know you will take us the rest of the way. We know that you will. We can learn of you and find your way, truth, and life in us. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, that little small prayer, if you prayed that you made it, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. And when it come upon you, it will lead you, tell you where to go to church. It will tell you what preacher to be under. We don't have the authority to do that. That's not our business. But the Holy Spirit, when it come upon you, he'll let you know where to go. We love you. Jesus loves you. What a privilege it is to come to you and tell you this truth. Oh, hallelujah. For the three of us ministries, I'm Messenger Metric McGonald from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. And the Lord's will, we'll be right back here, same place, same time next week. We love y'all. Bye now.
K-A-Y-D, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
referring to those whose lives are characterized by disobedience. I'm talking about disobedience is the very essence of sin.